Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Today, we're on our third and final day of talking about the Polar Express.
That's right.
So, we started off with a little boy awake on Christmas Eve, just like most people are. Most little kids are, anyway.
Yep.
Woke up to the sound of a train whistle, got on a train that was bound for the North Pole. There was a whole bunch of kids on the train.
And hot chocolate.
They were ready. They were thinking ahead. They thought, what do kids like? They like hot chocolate. Got on the train, went to the North Pole. What did they find?
They found
a town.
A town, that's right. They found a town filled with people, and Santa was there as well with all of his elves.
That's where
he
lives.
And just as Santa was going to be giving out gifts to the children, he picked out the hero of our story, the little boy who we took the Polar Express train trip with. He picked that boy out and asked him what he wanted for Christmas. Well, the boy didn't want very much. He said all he wanted was one of the bells from the reindeers that pull Santa's sleigh. He didn't ask for a big toy or any a lot of money or 150,000 hamburgers. He asked for one bell from the harness of Santa's reindeer.
Now, we're thinking that's a little bit of an odd choice.
Yeah, you can have anything. You pick one bell.
But we'll see how that comes back in our story, how that choice affects the plot of the story.
Okay, all right.
Let's read through the third and final day right now.
All right.
Reading.
The Polar Express. I slipped the bell into the pocket of my robe as we watched Santa's sleigh rise in the sky. I could hardly believe what had happened. While boarding the Polar Express home, I reached into my pocket once more. My heart sank. Instead of feeling the bell, my fingers found a hole in my robe. The bell was gone. It broke my heart to lose the bell. When the train reached my house, I sadly waved goodbye at the doorway. The next morning, brightly wrapped presents were piled under the tree. However, one small box looked different from the rest. It has your name on it, my little sister told me. Attached to the box was a small note, which read,
"Fix the hole in your pocket."
Inside, I found my silver bell. When I rang it, it made the most beautiful sound in the world. Yet my parents frowned.
"It must be broken,"
they said. As years passed, the bell fell silent for my sister too. In fact, only those who truly believed were able to hear its sweet sound.
The story starts off today by saying, I slipped the bell into the pocket of my robe as we watched Santa's sleigh rise in the sky. They're watching it go away, watching Santa take off with his reindeer. He slipped the bell into the pocket. Here, slip doesn't mean fall over like that.
It just like means, when you step on a banana or some ice.
Yeah, like when An icy banana. Those are the worst. Slip here just means you are placing something into something else. Usually, like we usually use this with a pocket or something. I slipped something. I put something into my pocket, and this was the pocket of a robe. A robe is something that you wear usually around the house, perhaps at night when you're getting ready for bed. It's a warm thing. It wraps around you like this. It usually has kind of a belt that you can tie.
You can wear it when you get out of bed and it's cold, or after a shower, maybe?
Something to keep you warm during the winter.
It's a pajama coat.
You don't usually wear it out of the house.
Not usually.
Unless you're like a very old man.
Right.
And you just want to go to the convenience
store. Or if there's
an
earthquake and it's the middle of the night, you might jump out of bed and put your robe on.
Or if you're going to a boxing match and you're the boxer.
Oh, that's true. Boxers sometimes wear them.
They wear the robes before they fight.
And take it off with their shorts and then
I'm not sure why that is, but they do.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Now, it goes on to say he puts the bell into his pocket of his robe. I could hardly believe what had happened. Yes, this is a rather unbelievable
thing. It's a very special night.
It's not every day that a train shows up just right outside your house and takes you to the North Pole and you meet Santa. Yeah, a lot has happened.
Yeah, he's had a very special night.
A lot of unbelievable things, things that are very difficult to believe. Like, mm-hmm. I can't believe this just happened. Mm. So it's been a weird, wonderful night.
Right. So he says, I reached into my pocket once more. So he wants to kind of find the bell and see it, play with it, to make himself believe, no, it really did happen. Look, I have this bell. So he reaches into his pocket once more, or again, and then it says, my heart sank. His heart sank. Wow, that's kind of an unusual expression. If something sinks, we often think of a boat with a hole in the bottom and it goes blub, 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 blub. It sinks down into the water like the Titanic would sink, or like a boat would sink maybe in a typhoon because water gets inside. But how does your heart sink? How does that happen? Well, it doesn't really happen. Your heart's still in the same place in your body, of course, but it means you have a sudden feeling of sadness. Mm-hmm. You have a sudden feeling of worry. Something bad has happened, something sad has happened, and it's happened very quickly. So it's that feeling that you might have experienced, like when your heart sinks or your stomach drops, oh no, is kind of what you say to yourself in your mind as your heart sinks and you get some sudden bad news. It's our shortcut for you. Don't let your heart sink, though. We'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
That was our hard class.
I know. As soon as our teacher said we had a surprise test, my heart just sank.
Your heart what? I'm pretty sure the only thing that might have sunk were our average test scores.
When someone says their heart sinks, it means they feel sad or worried.
I get it. Someone's heart sinks means 心为之一沉非常失望。
Yeah, I was worried as soon as the test paper landed on my desk.
I know what you mean.
Maybe we did better than we think, though.
I don't know.My heart is sinking just thinking about it.
That was our shortcut for you all about this person's heart sinking. So he's feeling sad. He's taking the train, the Polar Express. That is some serious heart sinking going
on. I'm sad. What's happened? Why is his heart sinking? What bad news has gone on?
Well, let's find out. He's taking the Polar Express back home. He's reached into his pocket. His heart sinks. Instead of feeling the bell, my fingers found...a hole in my robe.
Oh no.
I've had this happen. I had like some change, some coins in my pocket. And I go to the convenience store and I want to buy like a pack of gum. Mm-hmm. And they say, 15 NT. And I go,
no problem.
Yeah, I'm just going to put this back.
I have a hole in my pocket. Can I pay you later?
Can I pay you with a joke?
Oh, that's not good. So a hole, of course, in your pocket means that whatever you put in there has now fallen out, gone onto the ground, and probably you didn't notice it. As it says, the bell was gone. It broke my heart to lose the bell. Breaking your heart, having your heart sink, it means something bad, something sad, something terrible.Has happened. He lost the bell.
He has a lot happening to his heart. It's sinking.
He lost the bell.
It's sinking. It's breaking. His heart is in terrible condition.
The bell is gone.
The bell is gone.
What's he gonna do?
When the train reached my house, it says, I sadly waved goodbye at the doorway. So he gets off the train. He's in the doorway. The doorway is the place where the door is that you will walk through to go into or out of something. So this could be the doorway of his house. Mm-hmm. So he goes, stands in front of the door, waves goodbye, sadly.
See you later, guys. Hey, if you see my bell in the train, can you bring it back to my house or call me?
Because now nobody's going to believe him.
Right.
Oh, last night this train showed up. I went to the North Pole. Yeah, I got a bell from Santa.
Sure you did.
And everybody says, yeah, show us the bell.
Where's the bell?
Where's the bell?
Come on.
You said you got a bell.
Where's the Santa bell?
Let's see the bell.
I want to see Rudolph's bell. Show me
and
the bell.
He says, well, there was a hole in my pocket, so the bell fell.
You.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Come on.
This didn't happen. You dreamed it. This did not happen. Okay, so he's feeling probably pretty low.
Absolutely. It's the beginning of what he thinks will be a pretty bad Christmas because he lost the bell from his wonderful trip to the North Pole. Anyways, he goes back home. He goes back to sleep all sad and depressed. And it says, the next morning, brightly wrapped presents were piled under the tree. So the next morning was a typical Christmas morning, there are the presents or gifts. They're brightly wrapped in that beautiful, shiny Christmas wrapping paper that's all, you know, amazing colors and stuff. And all the presents are piled under the tree. If you pile things, you put one thing on top of another. For example, if you have a lot of dishes to wash, you might pile them up in the sink and then, you know, wash them one by one. You take them off the pile. Many people, if you're very lucky, you might have quite a few presents under the tree, and you can't just put them around the tree. You've got to put them under, on top of each other, pile them up, or use it as a noun, make a pile. So he's got a pile of presents.
He's got a pile of presents.
That's good.
However,
there's a however.
However, one small box looked different from the rest.
It,
somehow the appearance was different, the paper was different, something was different about it. Ooh. It has your name on it, my little sister told me. Of course, you have to keep track of which presents are for which person, so we have tags on them. It'll say to the person that is going to receive the gift, and from, and it'll be the person who is giving.
To mom, from grandma.
From grandma,
something like that.
But this just has our main character's name on it. It's his little sister, his younger sister, telling him this. And attached to the box was a small note. A note would just be like a little piece of paper with some writing on it.
Okay.
In this case, the note reads, "Fix the hole in your pocket."
Fix the hole in your pocket.
Yes.
The
note is attached. I should say attached just means something is like fastened to something else. You can't get it off of it for some reason. It's usually when the note is attached or the card is attached to a present, it's usually with a little piece of string.
Right.
It's tied to it. That's how you attach it.
Yep.
But the note, yeah, says fix the hole in your pocket. So how many people would know he had a hole in his pocket?
Right, we're getting an idea what might be inside that present. So he looks inside, it says, "I found my silver bell! Yay!" So it came back to him somehow. And then, of course, he rings the little bell. It says, "When I rang it, it made the most beautiful sound in the world." It was a lovely sounding bell. It rang out clear and pure with a wonderful note. Yet, it says, however, my parents frowned. They frowned. They kind of, you know, did this and put their eyebrows down like they don't really like what's going on or don't understand what's going on or aren't happy about what's going on. They say, it must be broken, they said. It must be broken, but it made the most beautiful sound in the world. How can they not hear that?
But they can't hear it. They can't hear the sound. Well, let's find out why.
Okay.
The little boy can hear it, but the parents can't hear it. It goes on to say, as years passed, the bell fell silent for my sister, too.
As the years passed, so as many years went by and the kids grew up, that's interesting. The bell fell silent. Something that's silent makes no noise.
Yes.
Okay, so if I do this,
that's silent.
That's silent. You can't hear my hand moving back and forth. You can see it, but you can't hear it. If something falls silent, it goes quiet. Okay, so for example, you might have an alarm clock in your house that's ringing, and if you turn it off, it will fall silent. It will go from loud or noisy to quiet or silent. So the sister could hear it, but as she grew up, she stopped hearing it. It became something that she couldn't hear, something silent.
That's right. If something falls silent, it means it used to make noise.
Right.
And now,
but now it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It stopped.
So finally, the article says, in fact, only those who truly believed were able to hear its sweet sound.
You have to believe in Santa to hear the bell.
If you don't believe in like Christmas or Santa or the elves or the reindeer or the sleigh, you don't hear the bell.
So the parents were already old. They stopped believing in Santa years ago. The sister grew up and stopped believing in Santa, but the boy didn't. That's why he was the only one who could hear.
That's because he met the guy.
Interesting story.
He met Santa, of course. If you met Santa, you shook his hand, you got a bell from him,
You'd believe in him forever.
You'd believe in him forever.
He's real.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the bell would never fall silent, as we say. So it's a very, very nice, touching story.
Amazing.
About a child's belief in Christmas, about the Christmas spirit. It's about a lot of different things. All the good stuff, all the warm, fuzzy feelings about Christmas.
Yeah.
That brings us to the end of our story, all about the Polar Express. We're almost out of time. Before we leave you, once again, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today on the story, of course, we had the little boy.
Mm.
And he always believed in Santa because he met Santa. He got the bell from him, and the bell always made the most beautiful sound to him. But his parents, they were older. They stopped believing in Santa. His sister also stopped believing in Santa. And that kind of has to do with our For You Chat question today. What is one thing you believe in that your parents don't?
A thing that I believe in,
yes.
I think is true and real.
Yes.
But my parents, my mother and father, don't believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a tricky question.
Tough question.
Yeah, well...
What are you going to say?
I'd have to say the Loch Ness Monster.
The monster that lives in the lake
in Scotland. Yeah, that big deep lake in Scotland. Sure, of course it's there.
You believe in that.
I've watched Jurassic Park. Dinosaurs are real. Okay.
Chris
Pratt is being chased by them.
So this is one of those things that you have debates about this with your parents?
Like, well, yeah, but they're crazy. They say dinosaurs died a long time ago. And then I say, well, where did they get them in Jurassic Park
then? There are those pictures, those black and white pictures where you can kind of see like a head.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Out of the water.
He's a dinosaur. He's a Scottish dinosaur.
So have you gone to Loch Ness?
Yes.
Have you looked for Loch Ness Monster?
Yes.
Have you seen Loch Ness Monster?
No, the water was really big. And windy, and I got really sick.
So you still believe?
The boat turned around. Well, of course, because my parents were there. You see, the dinosaur made the water all crazy.
Oh.
So we had to go back because the Loch Ness Monster, he knew that my parents didn't believe.
So he didn't appear.
And yeah.
So maybe if you go back by yourself.
Yeah.
The monster will appear for you.
No, because I don't think the monster's real now that I think about it.
Your belief has just disappeared.
Really thought about it very much. And now I think the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, they were probably made by a computer.
They might have been.
They didn't get them from the dinosaur zoo in Hollywood?
Might have been special effects.
I got to call my mom and say sorry.
Yeah, the debate is over, I guess.
Yeah.
In your house. Okay.
But hey, there's always aliens and ghosts and Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
So there you go. I'm still right about those things.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. You're not totally wrong.
No,
Bigfoot is totally real.
That's
the same thing. All those pictures that you see of things like Bigfoot and aliens, they're never clear.
No.
They're always grainy.
Well, sure. Well, that's because vampires take the picture and vampires can't use the camera.
Exactly.
Because the light scares them.
Finally, some logic.
Right. And the werewolf tries to take a picture, but his hair gets in front of the camera, so that doesn't work either.
Of course. Of course. So. It's simple reason.
Of course. It's,
people.
It's science.
Okay. Well, you can have a talk about this as well. What is one thing you believe in that your parents don't? We're out of time for today's program. Please join us again next time. Till then, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Polar Express. I slipped the bell into the pocket of my robe as we watched Santa's sleigh rise in the sky. I could hardly believe what had happened. While boarding the Polar Express home, I reached into my pocket once more. My heart sank. Instead of feeling the bell, my fingers found a hole in my robe. The bell was gone. It broke my heart to lose the bell. When the train reached my house, I sadly waved goodbye at the doorway. The next morning, brightly wrapped presents were piled under the tree. However, one small box looked different from the rest. "It has your name on it," my little sister told me. Attached to the box was a small note, which read,
"Fix the hole in your pocket."
Inside, I found my silver bell. When I rang it, it made the most beautiful sound in the world. Yet my parents frowned.
"It must be broken,"
they said. As years passed, the bell fell silent for my sister too. In fact, only those who truly believed were able to hear its sweet sound.
Vocabulary Review.
Slip. Liam slipped the money back into his pocket when someone knocked on the door. Robe. I love how this hotel provides its guests with slippers and a robe. Pile. The bird piled a large amount of branches in order to build a nest. Silent. Stephanie is very shy, so she often stays silent in large groups.